Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikaton Yitasim and Aleph. We're holding on Yitchasim Abayz by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, in Kaisv and Shtar Yechayiv B'mayid. A person's not allowed to write a Shtar Chayiv that he lent money to someone on Chol HaMayid. It's not like Tzarech HaMayid. You could just write it afterwards. However, if he doesn't trust the borrower, he's concerned that the borrower, after Yom Tov, might just deny the whole loan, so then he could write it. If the cipher doesn't have anything to eat, so he needs to get paid now on Chol HaMayid, so he can have money to eat something, to have bread and water, so then I raise the Yechtav, he's allowed to write the Shtar Chayiv. And Kaisun Svarim Tulim Mezuzais B'mayid, a person's not allowed to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzais, on Chol HaMayid, ve'in magiyin oisachas, he's not even allowed to fix a letter. It's not Letzarech HaMayid. If it would be Letzarech HaMayid, of course it would be Mutter. But if it's not Letzarech HaMayid, so then it's Aser, afilu b'sefer Ezra, even if it's fixing a letter in the sefer of Ezra HaSefer, a very chashuv sefer Torah that we use to check our sefer Torah, afal pikein, there's no heter to do that on Chol HaMayid. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, koisiv adam tfilin rezuzes la'atzmai. He says, al tzarech mitzvah, tzarech mitzvah be'etzem, there's a heter to do malacha, to write tfilin rezuzes on Chol HaMayid. There's still that you can only do it for yourself. You can't do it for other people and charge them money for it, because you're not allowed to charge people money for malacha on Chol HaMayid. So if you're doing it for yourself, that would be mutter, but you can't do it for other people. And says Rabbi Yehuda that v'tayval yarechay tcheles letzitzisay, that if you want to make tcheles for your tzitzis on Chol HaMayid, so you could do that, but in tzarchei mitzvah, so there's a heter to do the malacha, but you have to do it with a shinoi. Anytime you could do tzarchei mitzvah with a shinoi, so his Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you have to do it with a shinoi, so you have to do it on your leg. By tefillin, there's no shinoi to do, because if you're not allowed to write tefillin with a shinoi, it has to be a ksiva tama, but the tzitzit is that you could do it with a shinoi, so that you have to. Natan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, that kaisiv adam tefillin mezuzah sa'atzmai, a person can write tefillin mezuzah for himself, he can make the tchelas on his leg, la'acherim b'taiva, and he could do it la'acherim if he does it just as a taiva, not for making money. You can't charge the money for it, but you can do it as a taiva. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that there is a way to charge other people money, and that is ma'arim. You could do a harama, u'meicher ashalai, sell your own tefillin mezuzahs to other people, v'chayzer u'kaisiv la'atzmai, and then you need for yourself, so then you can write one for yourself. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Rabbi Yaisi is the most makel, and he says, Kaisef u'meicher kedarke kedei parnesasai, that for tzarchei mitzvah, you're even allowed to make money as long as you need it kedei parnesasai, even though it's just harvacha, you have bread and water, but extra money is helpful, so you're allowed to, for tzarchei mitzvah, sell, mamish, write and sell the tefillin and mezuzahs to other people. And I relay Rav Rav Chananel, v'amila Rabba v'rachanel Rav Chananel, that halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi, that kaisef u'meicher kedarke kedei parnesasai, that you're allowed to sell it to other people. We mentioned that you can make tcheles, but you have to do it with a shinoi. So tzarchei mitzvah, if you could, you have to do it with a shinoi. Now, writing it on your leg, as we'll see, is a very big shinoi. So Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, that toiva adam al yireichoi tcheles etzitzisai, avoloi be'event if Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is mamish extreme. He says you have to do it with a big shinoi of writing it on your leg. You can't even use a stone, even though using a stone would also be a shinoi. You can't even do that. You have to do it on your leg. The Chachamim are more makel than Rebbe Eliezer, and they say af be'event that no, you could use a stone. It's still a shinoi, you could use a stone. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, and he takes the whole machlaikas one step drop more to the tzad of hakal. That Rabbi Eliezer said be'evin of ulay bepelech. Rabbi Eliezer said you could use a stone, you just can't use the spindle, you can't use the actual kli. The chachamim aimerim bein be'evin bein bepelech. The chachamim say you could even do a kedarko, you don't have to do any shinoi, you could even use the pelech, you could use the spindle. And I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'chein I'm Rabbi Chibar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, halacha bein be'evin bein bepelech. That's the halacha, that when doing malacha for tzarchei mitzvah, you could use a ma'isa uma, and you don't have to do any sort of shinoi. The halacha, now that we mentioned the halacha with this, we go back and mention the halacha we mentioned before, that kaisiv kedarku u'ma'isiv kedei parnesasai, that you're also allowed to write filnu mezuzais and sell to other people, like the shita of Rabbi Yaisi. Zakta Mishnah, kaivras meisu shleisha yamim kaidam l'regel. If a person buries his mace 3 days, at least 3 days before the regel, so since he already sat shiva, the ikr, Shiva is 3 days. So Bat Lahimenu Zera Shiva. So the regal now comes and it ends the rest of the Shiva. Shmaina, if he buried his mace 8 days before the regal, so he finished Shiva and now he's already holding in Shleishim, so Bat Lahimenu Zera Shleishim. So then the regal comes and ends the Shleishim. Whatever period a person is in the middle of, the regal comes and ends that thing. So if he's in the middle of Shiva, the regal will end the Shiva. If he started his Shleishim, the regal will end the Shleishim. Mibnei Shamru, like they said, that Shabbos Oilav Inam of Sekes, Shabbos counts towards one of the days of Shiva or Shleishim, but it doesn't end it. Whereas the Regalim have the opposite effect. They're Mafsikin. If a person's in the middle of Shiva or Shleishim, the Regal will come and end that period, but it doesn't count towards it. It doesn't count towards the Shiva. If a person buried a mace in the middle of Chalamayid, so the Regal does not count towards the Shiva. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishuchar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Atzeres Shvuas, which is now only 1 day, because there's no Din Tashlumin, there's no Karbanos, so Atzeres is Kishabes, that it's Oila Ve'enam Hafsekes. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim Kiragalim. Now Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even though they're just one, Rosh Hashanah Al-Tzveik Adiyayim 2 days, but it's Be'ekar just 1 day, still they're Kiragalim, still they're like Regalim, because all the Regalim are compared to each other, even though these are only 1 day. The Chachamim say, like a Tzeres kiragalim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim kishabbos. Shavuos, which was be'etzem a 7 day Yom Tov, there's a din tashlumen, so that's like regalim, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is kishabbos since they're just 1 day.